Each year, the NFL inducts a new class to join the NFL's Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Only those who made the highest impact on the game are inducted into this prestigious group. And it is hard to argue that former Viking star Jim Marshall did not have a major impact on the game of football. Jim Marshall was one of the game's most feared pass rushers in the 60s and 70s. He was a dominating defensive end who changed games with his nonstop pursuit of the quarterback and his durability over his long football career.
I love the man. He's as a coach, you can't have favorite players. You can't have best player, but you can have special players. Jim Marshall was a special player.
Jim Marshall is what football is all about, both from the inside and visibly from the outside. He had a really strong sense of what it took to get the job done. He could play against people that outweighed him by 30, 40 pounds and bend them over backwards. He could work over an offensive tackle or a running back or whoever was in the way. And he knew what was important in the game. He knew that the object was to stop the other team from advancing the ball. And he literally would do whatever it took.
Marshall's career numbers put him in the same class with many other greats. 127 career sacks, played in 4 Super Bowls, and recovered an NFL record, 29 fumbles. But beyond his personal stats was his ability to answer the bell each and every Sunday. Marshall played 282 consecutive games, an NFL record that stood for nearly 30 years.
I never really thought about I was playing all those games in a row, you know, what the significance of that was. It was just about showing up and doing your job every day. You wanted to be out there because you didn't want anybody else getting in your spot. And I had seen in the past guys who went down and somebody got in their spot, they never got back. So I never wanted that to happen.
Bud Grant had the luxury of having number 70 line up each and every Sunday for 2 decades. His amazing durability is something rarely seen. But for Marshall, being able to play each weekend was all part of a mindset instilled in him at a young age.
That started out way back with my grandfather and my dad. And they were always saying, they came up in that Depression era. If you got a job, you kept it. And if you had something to do, you did the best you could do until you finished that job. And they just kind of taught me that from very early, you know. You got a job, you go out there and you do it. You do the best you can, or don't get involved, don't do the job.
He was as durable as any player to play the game. His longevity playing at a high level for 20 years and his domination on the football field as one of the most feared defensive ends the game has ever seen give Jim Marshall all the needed criteria for a ticket into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
If it comes, it comes. And Lord knows I'd love to be in the Hall of Fame for the simple reason that it's kind of the pinnacle of your profession. And so who wouldn't want to be in, you know, the Hall of Fame?
Jim Marshall was a great team leader. He was also a great pass rusher. He never missed a game in all of his career. And that tells me that he did things in a game that really dominated the game. And why Jim Marshall is not in the Hall of Fame, I do not know. And someday we hope that, you know, he can still get there.